My bet on a solid green week last week became true as Nasdaq surged more than 6.6%, making it the best week of 2023 for Nasdaq. And Dow Jones did very well indeed, up more than 5% for Dow Jones as well. That made my portfolio happy, and as I said in last week's podcast, I thought most of you would see your stock go up quite a lot. And indeed, many stocks moved very fast last week. They have to when the average is 6.6%, some stocks will be up more than 20%, etc. I also told you in last week's podcast I would change Occidental for NIO and in the $1,000 challenge, and so I did. I bought NIO on Monday for, first I sold Oxy, then I bought NIO for 7.61 dollars. And by the end of the podcast, I will tell you exactly how that trade went. Can reveal that it went very successful so far, but will I sell NIO or will I keep NIO? To know that answer, you just have to listen to the end of the podcast where I will tell you more about the $1,000 challenge, how I will deal with the things. We are heading into week 45. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. And as usual, I'm Jim, and I will, for the next 15-20 minutes, tell you what I think will happen in the markets in the week ahead of us. Will I be correct as last week? It remains to see. But I have some ideas, and I will share these with you. First off, last week was full of different big news. Fed was speaking on Wednesday, the interest rates did not go up, but that was expected, and on Thursday the job numbers came in with a little bit more unemployment rate than expected, and market loved that. The reason market loved that is because that will put less pressure on the economy, because it's a simple rule, if the interest rates go up, money will flow to bonds and secure items like interest rates, etc. So market is looking for the top, looking for a breathing room, and there is a huge amount of money that's been taken out of the stock market. Even if you follow Warren Buffett, you know that his cash pile is the biggest ever. He's been net selling in the markets, I think, for more than a year, because he probably believes there will be more to come. So he has a huge war chest. And many like him have the same. And this money will at some point start to flow back in the market. Before they do that, a few things has to happen. And I was so happy when I opened the news this morning, scanning the news. And one article catched my eye. It said that US is finally ready to allow Ukraine for peace talks, arguing that Ukraine might have to give up a bit of territory, but that they have to start peace talks. I've been waiting for this. You heard me say it over and over again in the podcast. First off, I do not like the human sacrifices in the battlefield. I've been in wars myself. Been in Kosovo, been in Afghanistan, been in Lebanon, amongst others. I have seen the terror of war. And no human should see this. And for those following the war, know that it's been on an extremely standstill. And lately, even the Western news admitted that there is no real progress in the war, only more people dying. For the stock market, and that's the interesting thing, a peace in Ukraine may signal a better situation coming up in the world. And the war in Ukraine is much more than just a fight between Ukrainians, or let's say the Western world and Russia. This triggered tons of things which I spoke about in the podcast, about how BRICS is evolving, how it's getting strong, how the dollar is being threatened, and how inflation would go up. You heard it in this podcast long before it happened. You heard about inflation, how it would rage, how interest rates would rage, all of these things. And now you finally hear me say that if these things start to happen, that we have peace talk, finally we can really see interest rates going down, we can see inflation going down. Because if we get peace in Russia, between Ukraine and Russia, then we can have the first set where world start to normalize again, and the trade, especially the trade, will start to flow more and more normal. Because right now, as I said, the BRICS countries are grouping, and of course they will sell to themselves first, and they are even thinking about changing into gold standard again. There is so many things that really can create hammock in the Western world. Sadly, on top of this, we have the war in Israel, and we have the Taiwan conflict brewing. But if we just can get that peace talk going in Ukraine, there will be that first thing that can ignite, in my opinion, far better markets. So that was one news I read this morning, and if these things come keep popping up during the week, I think it might even push the markets up in the green. Other than that, it's quarter results. There will be tons of quarter results coming this week as well, and a few of them are today. TripAdvisor, tomorrow Oxy, which we've been following for quite long. We have Rivian and Uber. Rivian will tell a little bit about the EV market. On Wednesday, you will have Disney, you will have AMC, you will have Under Armour and Mara, among some. On Thursday, you will have Netbox and Nbox and Trade Desk. Popular stocks, all of these, and expect some of them to have huge movement. We saw that last week. We saw how Apple was moving after quarter results, etc. And as I said before, if you go to stockinvest.us, you type in the ticker, you will have a warning before the quarter results come up. We even have a quarter report showing you how the stock usually moves before, during, and after quarter results. There is very often certain patterns, and sometimes you can trade on these patterns. So from the fundamental point of view, there is a quiet week. Like I said last week, I like it when it's not too heavy in news. We have a strong momentum in the market. I think that for sure will start, the market will start with that momentum from last week. The question is, will something push the market further this week? It can be good quarter results, and I read somewhere that finally the quarter results, the average of the quarter results, are slowing, showing a little bit more profit, higher profit margins in the companies, in average, that is. So if we keep getting tons of good quarter results, that along with some decent job numbers on Thursday can advocate for a green week. On top of this, as I said, if we can see some peace talks, I'm pretty sure that the market will take that as a very good thing, and could be one of these things that actually can get us into a second week of heavy gains. That was the positive side. On the negative side, there is of course a few things happening, and one of these things is the constant threat of Iran joining the war in the Middle East. And if these things happen, you can just expect markets to crash because it will have such huge impact. There is no way, as I see it, if things starts to escalate with other countries, not between Gaza and Israel, but with other countries joining, or more signs of escalation, that the market can sustain during such situations. So it's again keeping an eye on the news as usual. That will, in my opinion, give you a better idea. But we like to look at the technical side of things, and last week I told you markets was way oversold, and even the week before I told you we are just now, we are so ready to a boiling point, and last week I told you I think the boiling point is here. I think it's a super time to be in stocks. It was even the title of the podcast last week, and it really came into fruition. Buy signals was extremely low, but what about this week? Well, in general, the buy signal's been going up, of course, with all the gains last week. So all in all, buy signals are now at 27% across all the stocks that we analyzed. More than 26,000 stocks are evaluated into this number. If we go to Nasdaq, Nasdaq went up from 8, the super low 8. As I told you, haven't been that low as when COVID was raging and I told you just to buy. And of course, it flipped. But now it's 25% buy signals as Nasdaq. Question is that high or low? Well, it's not very high. We know that it can easily go up to the 40s before turning. New York Stock Exchange up from 7 to 25. It continues with London up from 9 to 22. Tokyo from 15 to 22. And Shenzhen, China from 21 to 29. So we are back at the average. To determine this, I will stick to something I said over the last few podcasts, if you paid attention. I thought that the market, Nasdaq being in a downward trend, when it hits the bottom, it will fire up. It did, oversold on the relative strength index, but I'm not sure it will break above the top of the trend. As we speak, Nasdaq, due to the heavy gains last week, are in the top of the trend. Plenty of resistance from 13,400 all the way up to 14,000. It really has to be good news to push the market. So here is my prediction for the week ahead of us. I think that we will start on a good note. It may even be that the first few days of the week will be good. But I think in general, the market will struggle this week. I think we will see some profit securing by the end of the week. I will not be surprised if we are above 13,000, but below today's level. My bet is that it will be a volatile week, a lot of up and down, but by the end of the week, we will be a slightly down, not by much, but by a little. So my bet is for a red week. But I think many, many stocks will continue to do very well. Stocks that have been hammered really hard, you have to understand that Nasdaq is an index and the bigger company weighs more. Doesn't say much about the smaller companies. And if you own a lot of these minor companies, I think there is a huge upside for many of these stocks. Oil it's currently at $82, should continue somewhat sideways. I think $82 offers a good buying opportunity in oil. We do know after reading the news that Biden again will empty U.S. strategic reserves, this time by 180 million barrels. He will continue to push oil into the market, trying to control the inflation because energy is such a huge part of inflation. Keeping oil price down, keeping voters happy, but it's getting seriously low levels of strategic oil reserves, and that is needed if, for instance, full-scale war should break out and US will be in a bad situation. To make that worse, I read also this morning that Russia and Saudi Arabia is continuing with their oil cuts, so there will be no relief in oil from Russia and Saudi Arabia, the OPEC plus countries. And all the rules and regulations imposed on the US oil regime, oil production, will make sure that US will not be able to fill the gap themselves. So there should be a continuous loss. It will be very interesting to see, but of course, a lot of oil flooding the market from US at cheaper prices will, of course, put somewhat halt on the pressure. There is no really room, unless we get a huge war, for a major rally in oil as we speak. But I believe oil, when we speak next week, my guess is that oil might even be up from today's level. We will see next week. Anyway, low oil price is good for the stock markets. We'll not argue for that in this podcast. But in general, it's good for the world economy if oil is at lower prices. Gold was pushing up far up over 2000. I think I saw it at 2030. Now it's slightly under. It's 1995. So gold is holding very well up. I'm still very, very bullish to gold. Very happy to see it back around 2000. I read an article saying that if you expect gold to go to 3000, you have to wait for ages. I'm not so sure about that. We'll see who is right. You know, my target is 2500 for gold, and that I'm very well invested into gold as a hedge against everything that is happening. The last number that we follow is the 10-year treasury yield. And as I told you, when this number goes up, market goes down. And it, as it's been just climbing and climbing and climbing, was hitting 5. Markets went down and down. Last week took a dive to 4.56. The reason is that the market again expect that the interest hikes might stop, that we are peaking on the bad circle. For that to happen, as I say, peace talks in Ukraine, that is the one thing that can bring the world back on track. Other than that, sadly, there is so many negative trends happening in the world right now, so there is no relief, real relief, in my opinion. It was just a short rally we saw in the markets this week. I don't think it is sustainable unless we get peace talks. If we get peace talks, and that will be the last thing about this topic, if we get the peace talks and there are some substance into it, I think we can have an end of the year rally and a very good one, even bringing the markets up to 16,000 points. So guess who will be following the news this week? I will be following with Argus eyes as usual, hoping for Ukraine, for the world, that we finally can have some serious peace talks. That brings us, as I said, I believe it will be a red week, but only by a slight start on a very good note, and we'll just see where it is. While remembering that, so you might ask, maybe you're a new listener, may ask, sure, what do you use this information for? And as I told you, I up and down the size of my investments into the market as I see, or I guess the market will move. Last week, I increased my portions quite heavily. Actually, I started a few weeks before increasing a little bit because I thought market was hitting a bottom, that there will be a rally, and it really paid off. This week, I expect the markets to go a little bit sideways. I reduce my investments a little bit. I took a few profits last Friday. I might continue taking a few more profits this week, rebalance the portfolio a little bit. There is a good chance of an upside. There is nothing saying that it will be a huge fall this week, so I will not sell down too much, but I remain with a very low portion actually in the stock markets. I'm not sure, I don't have the exact numbers, but I have less than 40% invested into the markets. As you know, I was 100% invested when COVID was raging and markets was rallying. I was fully in, and just like Warren Buffett did, I started to sell off quite all my portfolios before the last year and the falls that we've seen. And Nasdaq was 16,000 points. 17 minutes is a good time to go into the $1,000 challenge. And as you know, I was in Occidental, but last week I told you we were in 1.17% loss in Occidental. That I would sell Oxy and I would use the money to go into NEO. I sold the Oxy. I was actually able to get out with a 1% loss. Totally fine about that. Flipped it, bought NEO at 7.61, and NEO ended the week at 8.23, pushing up 8.15%. Very happy about that indeed. I think NEO will continue upwards this week, but I will secure profit in NEO. I will not, most likely, I will not sit all week. I might even go out today. I think NEO might push upwards to 9 or 10. And if we, for some reason, see that the upturn is sustainable, let's see that we have some peace talks, we have some good quarter results, and that current upturn can be sustained, then NEO easily can get back to 12. But I will take profit in NEO because I see so many good stocks to invest into. So NEO is staying in the $1,000 challenge currently as we speak. We are actually up 20%, 1.2. We are up 20%, 20.53% in the portfolio. It's far, far below what I wanted, but in this time, market's been actually falling, so be very happy that we are up 20%. But I want to double the money before Christmas, and I have to do my best to find stocks that really will yield. Hopefully, we will flip some good percentage in NEO today, and I will watch how it moves, if there is reason to sell or not. I will for sure tighten my stop loss to make sure that I will get out of the trade with profit. The next stock I will not buy this week, because this is the challenge. I will tell you before I buy, so I will tell you which stocks I will get into before buy. On the radar is a lot of biotech stocks, many biotech stocks being hammered, and we are heading into the season with flu and all that kind of shit will hit the markets. And very often by the end of the year, biotech stocks happen to do good. So I'm currently scanning biotech quite hard. But as I said in the very beginning of this podcast, we will find oversold stocks with a huge increase in volume to have a so-called dead cat bounce. We'll have a sell-off. That will be the main strategy. NIO was actually in that sort of situation as well, hitting some 750 or whatever it was low. Last week, I was in Norway this weekend, back in Vilnius. Actually, I arrived on last Wednesday. Had a good weekend yesterday. I had a very good week of metal detecting. Found a nice jewelry and a very nice belt buckle. I might even post a few pictures on the YouTube version of the podcast. All in all, I had a super week last week. I really hope that this week will be the same. I'm very happy to see crypto going up. I have a little crypto portfolio, as you know. And that the stock market will continue to push upwards. I hope that you have some good hobbies, that you have a solid base, good friends, do activities that you really like, because stock market requires a lot, and for sure it is hard on emotions if you keep following the market minute to minute, or for sure if you are invested with money you cannot lose. I never invest money I cannot lose. I only play with money I'm able to lose. I sleep a lot better doing so. I hope you do the same, because there is one thing I do not want, that is for you to having a very good week last week because markets were up, and then I'm correct and markets will be slightly down this week and you will have a bad week. I hope that you can balance much better than that. And I indeed hope that you learned something in all these podcasts. 4 years we are on, and if everything goes well, there will be a fifth year as well. Next week, we will get back to a little bit more about actual trading tips. I don't want to make it this week. I don't think it's a good week to do so. Just to remind you, use stop loss. That will help you reduce your losses. And let the trend be your friend is one very, very, very good saying. In this case, Nasdaq is in a negative trend. Hopefully, it will be broken. But if you are invested into stocks, it's a good choice to stay in stocks that are in a rising trend. Until next week, I can only wish you the very best of the week, and I hope that you will be back next Monday when I'll be back to tell you what I think will happen that week and how this week went. Until then, have a good week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.